You're listening to The Space Show with Andrew Rennie. Kenji Williams is a classically trained violinist. He is also an award-winning filmmaker, music producer, and theatrical show director. This evening on The Space Show, we are going to present one of his compositions, Balagaya. He created a multimedia production of that name to convey the beauty of our home planet. Balagaya means beautiful Earth. Tracking Kenji's multimedia career is a confusing task. He has moved from classical violin to early influences in Detroit and European techno. His career has included a BFA in film production. Kenji has toured with dub hip-hop, reggae bands, and the trance group Machine Drum. Simultaneously, he has produced and directed films and music videos. Williams has composed and produced 6 music albums. He has directed 15 films and music videos. His output has included 3 feature-length projects and 3 multimedia theatrical live shows. Kenji Williams has won awards for his films, including the CSC and Sundance festivals. A world bridger of music, visual arts, science, and unique storytelling, Williams has collaborated with international DJ John Digweed. He's an evolutionary philosopher. He's also collaborated with evolutionary philosopher Ken Wilber, with world-famous painter Alex Gray, and with the Gates Planetarium at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. This has made Kenji a respected artist for pushing the boundaries of audiovisual art and the theatrical performance. Recently, he has been exposing his solo work at big music festivals around the world. He is in demand to do mainstream television and film soundtracks. It is little wonder that he has featured in numerous media reports. This has included European publications and BBC Radio. Mainstream Japanese press and America's National Public Radio have all reported his work. Other radio networks that have featured him are Tricycle, XM Radio, AV Revolution, XLR8R, and Apple.com. This evening, he can add Southern FM to his CV. Kenji Williams began learning the classical violin at the age of 7. Today, he performs live ethereal-style violin, assisted by a laptop computer, a keyboard, and a drum machine. The combination of ingredients makes Kenji's art fuse into an exotic and tantalizing audiovisual experience. Williams has been booked in Europe, America, and Japan to perform at major music festivals, international conferences, and high-end full-dome theatres and museums. He has also played to outdoor events attracting up to 300,000 people. Williams has also collaborated with visionary artist Alex Gray in the World Spirit Project. This has been critically acclaimed by revered philosopher Ken Wilber. Williams is said to be reshaping the context of communication arts by pioneering new worlds of music composition and performance. He is considered by many as a multi-level, multimedia artist. Audiences worldwide are immersed in his delivery and unique and out-of-this-world experiences. Balagaya is a literally out-of-this-world production. It was inspired when Kenji saw a Soyuz launch in Kazakhstan and spoke with American astronaut Mike Fink.
Today I'm here to perform for you guys a project named Balagaya. It means beautiful Earth. And it has a very interesting story behind it. I went to Russia in 2005, which is where they also launch rockets to space. And I witnessed a rocket launch of the Soyuz rocket that goes to the space station. So let me just play that clip for you right now.
Yeah.
So I was totally blown away by that experience. And on that same trip, I went to Russia, Russia's capital, Moscow, where they also train astronauts. And I met a NASA astronaut named Mike Fink. And he had lived on the space station for 6 months. And it was my first time meeting a real astronaut. And I asked him, you know, what is it that changed when you went to space? And he said that before he went to space, his favorite planets were Mars and Jupiter and Saturn. But once he went to space and looked out the window of the space station, he saw planet Earth and completely fell in love with planet Earth. So Earth had become his favorite planet. So this very simple story really inspired me to create a project, an experience, a performance that takes you to space so that you feel like an astronaut and can see the Earth like astronauts do. So with this project and my musical background with violin, since when I started from when I was seven, and my film skills, I've put together this project for you. So thank you very much.
Now, Balagaya is a collaboration with the United States National Aeronautics and Space Administration and the Smithsonian Institution. This evening on the Space Show, we're going to bring you a performance Kenji gave at the Goddard Space Flight Center, which is in Greenbelt, Maryland. This is just outside of Washington, D.C. Before performing, Williams answered questions put to him by school children. Because the children's questions were difficult to hear, we're going to read them in our Southern FM studio. First question was, what awards have you won for your music?
There's a cinematography award in Canada. It's equivalent of the American Society of Cinematographers. It's called the CSC. I've won several awards in cinematography and also Sundance Film Festival in Utah.
Do you have any favorite composers?
I have many favorites in various genres. I was trained classically in violin since I was 7 years old. And from that time, I really loved romantic composers like Saint-Saëns and Debussy. And then got into rock and reggae and hip-hop and electronic dance music. So many, many different composers, anywhere from Bob Marley to Diggable Planets to The Orb and DJs like John Digweed, across the whole spectrum. So I love all kinds of music.
Did you think as a child that you would have had a job that helps humanity?
Actually, you know, one of my very first compositions was when Ronald Reagan was in office, and I wrote a song on a piece of paper and sent it to the White House for world peace and my dream for a nuclear-free world. And I actually got a very kind reply from the White House, so that was a really big inspiration.
Have you made any films?
Yes, I have. I've made a couple documentaries, short video movies, also another multimedia live performance with an artist named Alex Gray. I've done a lot of video work, so, and this is my latest and probably biggest project so far. And we are using and working with many, many different people, including people like Helen at NASA, as well as using software called UniView to make these orbital Earth imagery.
As a classically trained violinist, why do you sometimes play an electric violin? Oh, and by the way, what are the differences between the two instruments?
Great question. I'm actually playing an acoustic violin since I was a teenager, actually. And it has a little pickup on it, and it picks up the signal and converts it into an electronic signal, and it goes into my laptop, which then I put sort of effects and delays and reverb to make it sound like almost like a different instrument. So I am using a classical acoustic violin, but I really like to spice it up and make it sound different.
Is it difficult to put the right sort of music to the images in films and documentaries?
It is a challenge, but that's what I really love about it, is the challenge. And I'm lucky enough to be able to create the music myself as well as the visuals. And so I very much, when I'm making the visuals, I think about the music that would go with it. And when I'm making the music, I think about the visuals that go with it. So it's very much a back and forth visual and audio process in making the stuff that I do.
How long have you been playing music?
I've been playing violin since I was 7 years old, so quite a few years. And I started classically and then dropped music, actually, when I went to film school, and then picked it back up using more improvisational style and my love of Middle Eastern scales and gypsy scales and Celtic music. So creating my own style and just playing by ear.
Would you like to go to the International Space Station?
I would love to go to the space station and do a concert from space. Why not?
What is your favorite piece of music that you have composed?
I guess my favorite piece of music that I compose is always different, as my music reflects the project and the place I am at in my life. So currently, I would say this project with Bella Gaia is my favorite music. And what more of an inspiration to make music than planet Earth?
What aspects of this music, Bella Gaia, address the issue of global warming?
I think global warming is certainly a very big problem and perhaps our greatest challenge. And it's something that is so big and perhaps difficult to understand. And so this is what I feel this project is doing, is to make it easier to understand, easier to experience how the Earth works, how it's almost like an organism. Everything is interconnected with each other. And hopefully we can better understand things like global warming when we can really connect to the Earth in a more emotional and personal way. So that's my mission with this project.
Were there any impediments in developing a relationship with NASA?
Well, there were many small steps to develop a relationship with NASA, and certainly some really great people and teamwork to work together in bringing together all these visualizations and making it all work together. And certainly challenges include creating the team, working with people, and making deadlines, stuff like that, and production, and finances too. But we certainly hope to share this project with many more schools and universities around the world, institutions, museums, government agencies. And I want to mention, this is also a constantly updated project. We can always update visualizations and data. It's almost like a weather report. So Bella Gaia is a continuous sort of updating project. It's always changing. Don't think of it as just one piece of media. So we hope to work and continue working with NASA in creating this ever-evolving project.
After the station message, we will return to Goddard for the performance.
If you like your music local and live, tune in to Southern FM's Live Sunday Sessions, where we feature local artists and bands playing live to air in the studio each week. And listen out for giveaways and details of gigs as we discuss their musical career between songs. Support your local independent artists and keep music live. Check out our website at southernfm.com.au to see who's coming up and to hear podcasts of previous shows. Live Sunday Sessions, 4 p.m. every Sunday, here on 88.3 Southern FM.
In this performance of Bella Gaia, we will hear the voices of the following astronauts and cosmonauts: Ulf Merbold of Germany, Vladimir Kovalyanyok of Russia, Pham Thuan of Vietnam, Bin Salman Al Saud of Saudi Arabia, and Sigmund Jahn of Germany. The main musical performance is Kenji Williams himself. We will also hear George Abdo and the Flames of Araby Orchestra play Raqs El Malik, which means Dance of the King. The Laya Project contribute their A New Day. As you listen to his music, Kenji asks that you conjure up in your mind's eye the sublime experience you would have if you were able to see the Earth from outer space. From the Goddard Space Flight Center, we bring you a cosmic vision of our Earth from space, Bella Gaia, beautiful Earth.
So many times in my life, I was terrified by its fragile appearance.
cloud of a dust storm over the Sahara and caught up by air currents, reached the Philippines and settled there with rain, I understood that we are all sailing in the same boat.
days I spent in Spain, I realized that mankind needs time, primarily to know better our long-suffering Earth, to see what kind of esteem flows up, not just to love her beauty, but also to ensure that we do not bring even the slight of harm to the natural world.
first day or so, we all pointed to our countries. The third or fourth day, we were pointing to our continent. By the fifth day, we were aware of only one Earth.
Preserve it for future generations.
Here on The Space Show, we have been listening to an Earth Day performance by Kenji Williams of Bella Gaia. And this feature was researched, written, and produced by Andrew Rennie.
This is Southern FM 88.3.